It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
Well, would you believe it's 2025? And this is the national news. It's for week commencing January 5, 2025. It's our 30th year of non-stop news. And this week, a short news is starting off the year, well, not well, but no WIA director's input. However, never missing a beat, VK2MV, VK2LAW, VK3GTV and VK4FUQ with news of interest to we VK hams. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
We are VK1WIA. What else?
Australian hams asleep at the wheel? If you go by the WIA calendar, which we are all encouraged to fill in, then 2025 is looking a mighty lean year. Only one ham activity is noted for the entire year, that being the Barg Hamfest, 10 a.m. February 2. So come on, let's get this year's calendar filled in pronto. We are already a quarter of the way through this century. Now, before international news and Jason, a look at both the VKDMR net and, for those in VK3 wanting to get their licence, the education scene.
Hi, this is Phil, VK3BOY, on behalf of the North East Radio Group, or NERG for short, with information about our training courses. NERG have three accredited assessors and regularly conduct in-person training at our Briar Hill club rooms. In-person training provides students a fun, interactive environment to learn, ask questions and meet like-minded people. Over the last year, NERG has successfully trained and guided 18 foundation and 5 advanced students to get their licences and in the process has gained 20 new members for the club. NERG will continue in-person training in 2025 on the following schedule. Foundation and training exams, one-day training and exam sessions that run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the fourth Saturday of the month. The next session will be Saturday, the 22nd of February 2025. Standard and advanced exams. Exams are held from 2 p.m. on the fourth Saturday of the month. The next exam session will be held 22nd of February 2025. Advanced training. Training sessions are held on Tuesday nights from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. over a 12 to 14 week period. The next advanced training course starts on Tuesday, 11th of Feb 25. Anyone interested in attending one of these training or exam sessions should contact NERG via email using address training@nerg.asn.au. That's training@nerg.asn.au. Or visit the NERG website, nerg.asn.au, for more information. Thank you, and 73.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you are tuned to the WI National News Service. In Melbourne, the video version can be seen on VK3 RTV1 at 10:30 Sunday morning and again at 8 p.m. Sunday evening. I'm Clint Jeffrey, VK3 CSJ.
Happy New Year. This is Peter, VK5DMR, advising you that the VKDMR net will start again this Tuesday night at 0900 GMT on Talk Group 505, with the topic being clubs. As you know, radio clubs are the heart of our hobby. Not only are they a great place of interaction, but a place of teaching and learning. So, tell us about your club. What is so special? Do you offer free coffee for visiting amateurs? Does your club have subgroups involved in other facets of amateur radio like microwaving or fox hunting? And lastly, what made you join that particular club? Once again, join us on Tuesday night on Talk Group 505 at 0900 GMT. For VK1WIA News, this has been Peter, VK5DMR.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. International news is with thanks to ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, ICQ Podcast, IRTS, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RadioWorld.com, RSGB, SARL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Headlining international news this week, IARU Region 1 turns 75. The IARU Region 1 interim meeting and 75-year celebration will be held in Paris, France, April 24 and 25. The IARU 100-year celebration will be on the 26th of April, but with a separate invitation by the IARU International Secretariat. The Region 1 interim meeting is both an intermediate and a preparatory meeting before the General Conference in Vienna, Austria in 2026, and allows member societies to work on proposals and challenges facing Region 1. At the interim meeting, committees may make proposals and recommendations which can be approved by the Executive Committee in between General Conferences. Depending on the subject, these proposals or recommendations may have to be ratified subsequently by the General Conference. To Scotland, researchers at the University of Glasgow have developed a groundbreaking ultra-thin 2D metamaterial surface capable of manipulating and converting radio waves across various K-bands, 12 GHz to 40 GHz, commonly used in satellite communications. This innovation enables the transformation of linearly polarized electromagnetic waves into circularly polarized waves, which significantly improves the efficiency and reliability of satellite communication systems. The metamaterial, detailed in communications engineering, could enhance 6G satellite data capacity, remote sensing capabilities, and signal quality while reducing vulnerability to atmospheric disturbances like rain fading and ionospheric interference. South African Radio League Centenary. This year, 2025, will be a landmark year to celebrate their milestone. The uniquely designed SARL Centenary Marathon QSO party, running from January 1 to 31st of December, will bring radio amateurs from across the globe together to celebrate their centenary. A special event callsign, ZS100SARL, alongside club and member participation, will ensure that the SARL's rich history resonates worldwide. Additionally, a series of events and activities will commemorate this milestone, paying tribute to the individuals and clubs who have shaped the SARL since 1925 into what it is today. Charged. Researchers have been testing a new type of lithium-ion battery that uses single crystal electrodes. Over several years, they've found that this technology could keep 80% of its capacity after 20,000 charge and discharge cycles. For reference, a conventional cell reaches 80% after about 2,400 cycles. The researchers say that the number of cycles would be the equivalent of driving about 8 million kilometres in an electric vehicle. This is within striking distance of having the battery last longer than the other parts of the vehicle. The researchers employed synchrotron X-ray diffraction to study the wear on the electrodes. One interesting result is that after use, the single crystal electrode showed very little degradation. According to reports, the batteries are already in production, and they expect to see them used more often in the near future. The technology shows promise too for other demanding battery applications like grid storage. Singapore celebrates. Celebrating the 60th anniversary since Singapore became an independent republic back on the 9th of August 1965, Singapore Amateur Radio Transmitting Society members are allowed to replace their normal prefix 9 Victor 1 with a special prefix Sierra 60 from now January through until August 9. Felix VK4FUQ will have more news on special event stations in just a tick. For VK1 WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1 WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ. Felix.
Hello there. Now, contest-wise, 2025. VHF UHF Field Day, upcoming contest date and time. Summer 2025. 0100 hours UTC, Saturday 18 January. through 0059 hours UTC Sunday 19 January. 0400 hours 0359 and VK6. CQ 160 meter contest. CW January 24, January 26. SSB February 21, February 23. Australia Day contest January 26. Amateurs in VK will endeavour to contact other amateurs around the world. Some VK operators will be using the AX prefix to celebrate Australia Day. It is held on the Australia Day public holiday, that being 26th of January. Harry Angel Memorial A-Minute Sprint, Saturday, May 3. VK Shires Contest, 7th and 8th June. NZ Straight Key Night. New Zealand Straight Key Night, Summer Edition, will be held Sunday, 8th June, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. NZDT. 0800 hours to 0900 hours UTC on 80 metres. DX Window to the World, January 2025. Mentioned early in our director's report is VI100 IARU. Our IARU celebrates centenary this year, 2025. Since its founding in Paris, France, IARU has worked tirelessly to promote innovation in amateur radio and to encourage the growth of the service in communities throughout the world. VI100 IARU is a special event call sign transmitting from VK3 to help celebrate the IARU centennial. QSL via M0OXO. During 2025, the SARL will be on the air with special event call sign ZS100 SARL, as well as the permanent call signs ZS6 SRL, and ZS9HQ, and possibly other special event call signs. Call sign C5RK from the Gambia is on the air 4th and 5th of January, before moving on to Senegal. Senegal on the 11th and 12th will be using the call sign 6W1RD. SSB and FT8, FT4 on 80 to 10 metres, and all QSLs are by EA7FTR. 8R1TM from Georgetown, Guyana, now until the 8th of February. CW, SSB and digital modes on all bands. Listen for Earl operating from Trinidad as 9Y4/WA3DX, now until the 14th of January, using FT8 and FT4 on 40 to 10 metres. Still to come in this, the first WIA national news for 2025 is Michelle, VK2AOL, over on the Q News workbench. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ, Inningham.
Hi, I'm Michelle, VK2 AYL, at the Q News workbench. Conventional wisdom has it that the solid state era in electronics began in 1948 with the invention of the transistor, or if you wish to split hairs, with the 1930s invention by the Russian Oleg Lozov of an early form of tunnel diode. But there's an early amplifier technology that used a solid-state circuit, which is largely forgotten, and AWA Communications Technologies Museum has featured it in a new video. We're talking, of course, about the carbon microphone amplifier, a piece of telephone technology which made its way into early consumer electronics. The carbon microphone is a container of loosely packed carbon granules, acted upon by a diaphragm. Vibrations from sound compress and decompress the granules, changing the electrical resistance of the carbon. It was the standard microphone used in telephone headsets for most of the 20th century. Being a resistor, it can be placed in a potential diverter circuit that produces some significant voltage swings. So when the vibrations come from a high impedance earpiece, it can make an amplifier. It's not a very good amplifier. It has lousy bandwidth, distortion and noise characteristics, but it was just as about good enough to be paired with 1920s crystal circuit set. In the video shown in the link in this week's text edition of WIA National News, you will see a variety of the devices and even hear them in action, sounding very tinny indeed. At the time, it must have seemed miraculous to be at the forefront of the new technology though.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
and a very happy new year to you all. First up in Worldwide Special Interest Group News, it's Final Frontier, and congratulations VK5DG. David from Mount Gambier has made the Gridmaster Map Satellite Top 100 Rovers January 2025 rankings, mixed LEO, MEO, GEO in satellite operations as determined by Gridmaster Map on X. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated, taking into account only those grids where a minimum number of QSOs logged on the gridmaster.fr website have been validated by a third party. During 2023 and 24, much of VK5DG's time was spent on GreenCube IO117, that is, before it went silent on August 2024. David made 2,500-plus contacts while activating 84 parks, 13 SOTA peaks, and 57 grids in VK 1, 2, 3, 5, and 7. Grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations. Satellite operators are encouraged to upload their LOTW satellite contacts in order to provide more accurate data. And by the way, those figures were updated on Boxing Day 2024. NASA's Deep Space Network upgraded. Installation of the latest antenna took place on December 18th when teams at NASA's Goldstone Deep Space Communications Complex in California installed the metal reflective framework for Deep Space Station 23, a multi-frequency beam waveguide antenna. When operational in 2026, Deep Space Station 23 will receive transmissions from missions such as Perseverance, Psyche, Europa Clipper, Voyager 1, and a growing fleet of future human and robotic spacecraft in deep space. Larry Leshin, director of JPL, said, "With the Deep Space Network, they're able to explore the Martian landscape with the rovers, see the James Webb Telescope's stunning cosmic observations, and so much more." He added the network enables over 40 deep space missions, enabling the farthest human-made objects in the universe, Voyager 1 and 2. With upgrades like these, the network will continue to support humanity's exploration of our solar system and beyond, enabling groundbreaking science and discovery far into the future. It's in the book, or is it? Satellite enthusiasts have only until the 10th of January to submit their logs for contacts made during the global competition that celebrated the 22nd anniversary of the launching of SO50, also known as SAUTISAT-1C. This low-Earth orbit satellite was the centerpiece of an event organized by the Saudi Amateur Radio Society between the 13th and 22nd of December. Hams were challenged to make as many contacts as possible in different Maidenhead grid squares. To submit your log or get technical help, see the email addresses in the text version of this week's WIA National News, bestread@wia.org.au. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Astronomy and Wireless Weather. Android smartphones help map the ionosphere.
Hi, I'm Richard VK2SKY. Some very clever people at Google Research have worked out and demonstrated a way to study the ionosphere using millions of Android smartphones. Normally, Global Navigation Satellite System ground stations provide maps of ionospheric total electron content, but their observations are limited to where such ground stations exist. Google Research has shown that by using Android phones as a distributed sensor network and analyzing the GNSS signals picked up by the phones, they can fill in large gaps in the ionospheric data, effectively doubling the global observational coverage. This can be especially useful in areas like India, Africa, and South America, where GNSS ground stations are lacking. The system proved its worth by mapping ionospheric plasma bubbles over these areas during the large geomagnetic storms we experienced in May 2024. You can read more in the summary published by Tech Radar and the original paper in Nature, which are both linked in the text edition of this news. I'm Richard VK2SKY. This is WIA National News.
Thanks, Richard. Now from outer space back to terra firma on the islands with Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA SA-099, Curacao. W2APF announces that he'll be operating from Curacao as PJ2/W2APF starting on January the 12th, going through until April the 8th on 80 through to 10 metres, CW, SSB and FT8. QSL via home call, W2APF, LOTW. Back a little closer to home is OC065 Tomotu Province. Active is H40DA from Pigeon Island, Reef Islands, IOTA Group OC065 in the early part of this year, with dates yet to be firmed up. Operator's previous work as H40DA was in 2017 from Nendo Island, OC100. Darren, the operator, will use HF bands 10, 12, 15, 20, 40 and 80 metres, all on SSB. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. And your WIA committee for YOTA is Steve, VK6SJ, Pete, VK2LP and Alec, VK2MV. And with the latest YOTA news for 2025, here's Alec.
Thank you, Cole. As I am writing this on New Year's Day, I am reflecting on last year and looking towards next year. We had a few new YOTAs get their call sign, one as young as 8 years old. My brother, VK2COD, helped get the members' barbecue for ARNSW going again, which proceeds to go to supporting youth and amateur radio. Emmanuel, VK2EMM, joined the VK2WI news team at Dural. Steve Kennedy, VK6SJ, and Andrew Johnston, VK6SWR, with the WIA YOTA committee, are working on a remote station for YOTAs to get on air. There was a great time had by all at this year's Jota Jotty held in October. The question has been raised a couple times on how YOTAs get together in VK. Maybe we start our own YOTA net. What did the individual clubs do in December for YOTAs? Please send in your YOTA news to myself and the news team so we can spread the word about VK YOTA activity to the amateur radio community. We must remember our hobby should be a lifelong journey rather than just getting a call sign or participating in Jota Jotty once a year. Before I close, I would like to let you know when you hear this news broadcast, I will be on a bus with the fellow scouts. We will be on our way to the 26th Australian Jamboree in Maryborough, Queensland. AJ 2025 will be held on the land of the Bajdala and the Gubbi Gubbi people from 6th to 15th of January. Listen out for us on the air using the call sign VI2025AJ during that time, and Happy New Year. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alec. Next up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups Stamp Collecting Radio Amateurs. This is not a scam. Holmesburg Amateur Radio Club's service project recognised around the world. Since 2014, the Holmesburg Amateur Radio Club in Philadelphia has participated in the Stamps for the Wounded program. Stamps for the Wounded, SFTW, is a service organisation dedicated to providing comfort and stimulating activity to US veterans through stamp collecting. SFTW sends stamps, covers, supplies and literature to enable veterans to begin or continue to collect stamps. Stamp collecting is an activity that provides comfort, meaningful activity and social connections. It's not physically challenging and very stimulating. SFTW has been helping veterans since 1942. The Ham Club originally got involved with the SFTW program when they received about 1,000 QSL cards requests following members' participation in the annual 13 Colonies special event held each July. HARC's club call, WM3PEN, is a bonus station during that event. The question came up as to what, if anything, could be done with all the cancelled stamps on the envelopes. Upon learning of the program, club members began inserting a brief note about the program with the QSL card request. Soon, envelopes, both large and small, started to arrive from around the US. They even got packages from England and Germany. Red Shivers, K3UJ, who coordinates the shipping of the stamps to SFTW, says that the club has shipped about 74 pounds of stamps so far. That's a lot of stamps when you consider stamps are shipped with only about a quarter-inch border. Rob Jensen, president of Stamps for the Wounded, recently thanked HARC for coordinating outreach among your members and other amateur radio operators around the world. And finally, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups Video. I know many amateurs get their weekly WIA news in the video format, which is compiled each week by Bevan, VK5BD. If you haven't tried it, give it a go. There's a link on the news page at wia.org.au. And several ATV channels also broadcast it, and it's also easy to find on YouTube. Just search YouTube for Bevan Daniel or VK5BD, And please remember to click like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And that's a wrap for the first Worldwide Special Interest Group News for 2025. I hope it's a great year for you all. I'm Col, VK3GTV.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, www.wia.org.au.
It's a date, and that date will be January 12, 2025. Yes, next week with all the news from WIA HQ, VK3FY Chris will join us. And a reminder, clubs are encouraged to email text with audio for this section to promote, as early as possible, your club social activity. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, including email addresses and website links to your favourite clubs. Now, socially speaking, VK7, it's the Reist car boot sale, January 19 at 11 a.m. In VK3, Barg Hamfest, the 2nd of February, at Ballarat Polo Cross Pavilion, and that's next door to the Barg Club Rooms at Ballarat Airport. VK6, Pargfest, Peel Amateur Radio Group. This will be held February the 15th at 9 a.m. at Mandurah Bowling Club. For the whole of VK, a couple of events coming up. WIA AGM May 3 to 4, hosted by Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club, and the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association's 50th anniversary, to be held at Glen Waverley, July 26. And VK4 Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society's 2025 Hamfest, November 9. Now, until next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. As always, walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.